This news update is brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes have been fitting quality footwear for the entire family generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. For all 4-H families, this official notice of the annual meeting of stakeholders at the Huron Community Fair Association to be held next Wednesday, November 12th at 7 p.m. at the Huron Expo Center at the Fairgrounds in Bad Axe, Michigan. The order of business will include a presentation of financial statements for the association, 4 directors will be elected, and any other business pertaining to the association will be placed in order. So if you have something to do with that, you may want to attend. Deputies from the Santa Ana County Sheriff's Department respond to a fatal single vehicle crash around 9:15 p.m. Thursday night on North Lakeshore Road near Weber Road. Investigators say that a 71-year-old man from Deckerville was driving a 2002 Dodge Dakota northbound when the truck left the west side of the road and entered a yard and rolled several times. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene. The Port Sanilac Fire Department and the Sanilac AMS also responded. The crash remains under investigation. At about 7:15 Thursday morning, Huron Central Dispatch received a 911 call for a car versus moped crash on Elkton Road near Camborough Road in Oliver Township. Deputy Steve Bismarck arrived within minutes and found the moped driver severely injured. The driver of the car was not hurt. Ambulance from Elkton and Pigeon, along with firefighters from Oliver Township and Owendale, responded to the scene. The moped operator, identified as 41-year-old Roy Hill of Marlette, was taken to Shure Hospital and later flown by helicopter to an out-of-county hospital due to the severity of his injuries. Investigators say a 2008 Chevy Cobalt driven by 21-year-old Bay City man was heading north on Elkton Road when it struck a slower-moving 2022 moped in the darkness. It's unclear if the moped taillight was working at the time. Authorities have still been using the moped to commute from his job to Pigeon area from his home in Marlette. Huron County Sheriff's Office is handling the investigation with help of the Elkton Police Department. Keaton Lemon, a graduate of Carroll High School, has joined Tuscola County Sheriff's Office as a full-time corrections officer. After completing his field training, Lemon will attend the local Corrections Academy, a 160-hour program certified by the Michigan Sheriff's Coordinating and Training Council. The academy covers topics such as correctional law, some security procedures, stress management, ethics, first aid, preparing officers to work in county jails across Michigan. A Saginaw man has been convicted in connection with a 2024 ambush shooting involving a machine gun that injured 2 teenagers. 26-year-old Christopher Ramos pled no contest to assault with intent to rob, assault with intent to do great bodily harm, and 2 felony firearm charges. In return, prosecutors dropped additional charges, including assault with intent to murder. Ramirez is set to serve at least 10 years in state prison. They're run concurrently with the 62-month federal sentence he received in August for possessing a machine gun. The incident occurred on July 2024. The plea was entered before Saginaw Circuit Court Judge Andrew Barlow on October 27th. We'll be right back after this word.
Lake Effect Snow. 3 words we're going to hear a lot of in the next few months. Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and we have boots that'll keep your feet both warm and dry. Wet feet are no fun. We carry over 30 styles of boots that feature great looks and comfort for your feet. Boots from your favorite brands like Toe Warmer, Spring Footwear, Merrill & Keene. We currently have a great selection of boots, but hurry, they won't last long. Buckley Shoes open 6 days a week in downtown Baddeck.
Do you ever wonder if the athletic shoes you're wearing fit you properly? Here at Buckley Shoes, we will measure both your feet and fit you in a pair of comfortable New Balance shoes. New Balance shoes are made for walking, running, work, and everyday casual wear. We have a great selection of New Balance in all popular and hard-to-find sizes. If we don't have your size, we will order it and ship it to you, postage free. New Balance is the only athletic footwear company that still makes some of their styles right here in the USA. Buckley Shoes, downtown Baddeck.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
All right, with food stamp benefits in limbo right now, there are some community food pantries that are going to be open to help you get through this trying times with food if you need them. Okay? All right, well, today, November 3rd, Good Shepherd Parish of Bubbly has their food pantry open from 3:30 till 5:30 p.m. Tomorrow, November 4th, Tuesday, the Harbor Beach Ministerial Association Food Pantry will be open from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. November 5th, which is Wednesday, St. Paul Pigeon Food Pantry will be open from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you need food, please take advantage of some of these services that people are trying to help in these organizations. Our last story for this hour, a Saginaw man accused of deadly shooting outside of Holt Library is now on trial. 38-year-old Derek Grant faces charges including open murder, felony firearm in connection with the September 2024 killing of 38-year-old Henry J. Ford. Authorities say the shooting happened after a family-related argument turned violent outside the downtown Saginaw Library. Ford was fatally shot during the confrontation. Grant was arrested shortly after the incident and has been held without bond in the Saginaw County Jail since his arrest. Well, you can get your stories anytime at thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family, generation after generation, since 1894. Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe.